at work.
Jason Douglas just got news. He just talked to Ellis, the director of the Phoenix Department of Veterans Affairs National Memorial Cemetery in Phoenix, Arizona, 225-acre facility. Now, we know how they dig the graves. They're single-person crypts. They put the coffins in. There's space. You've seen Arlington Cemetery. You've seen it all. These are being buried. They never do that. Beforehand, covered up, and they're then setting them right next to each other. And these are crypts that can hold four coffins, or if you don't put people in coffins, it can hold even more than that. And our guest has done the math on this, Shepard Ambulus. And Shepard, we're going to go to you in just a moment, but I wanted to go to Jason Douglas, who does graphics, video editing, and producing for the Jason Burma Show and this show, along with Rob Dew, doing a great job. You finally got a hold of the director of the National Memorial Cemetery there in Phoenix. What did he tell you?
Well, he basically just said that this is completely commonplace, that they dig these graves ahead of time. They only get 2 days' notice once they know who's going to be interred. But I asked him if he could comment on who was actually going to be put into those graves or if he knew anything about the content of the graves. He wouldn't make a comment on that. He seemed like he had this pretty well-prepared speech. He didn't.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's just normal to have 4,000 graves. Just what we can count on the surface. That's supposedly normal.
Right, supposedly normal. He said everything was above board.
I mean, supposedly only 4,500 troops have died in Iraq. So, I mean, suddenly they just need all these graves.
Yeah.
And just one cemetery. And we're getting reports they're building these at military cemeteries everywhere.
Right. Yeah, we've also had reports in Abilene, Texas. We're asking people to write in online. I've posted some videos and shown the pictures online. People are making comments, so hopefully we'll get some more reports of other mass graves.
Yeah, because if we find more and confirm it, and it goes into the tens of thousands. Going back to Shepard, you did some math here, and you talked to some of the construction workers there, some of the excavators, about how many people can fit in just the graves that you saw, just the crypts that you saw.
Absolutely. Well, like you said, we know that according to what the official reports are, which are obviously a little bit skewed, but they're reporting, you know, like 4,500 troops have died in Iraq and whatnot. It's highly suspect that you got graves enough here for 4,000 people just in Arizona. If caskets weren't used in these graves, you could probably fit 30 to 40 bodies in each one. So if you run the math times that by at least 1,000 that I know are there, you know, you have anywhere from 4,000 bodies to possibly 40,000 bodies just in this one location.
And then what are the millions of FEMA coffins all over the country? A couple hundred thousand just in Georgia alone at one site. And then we go up, there's the name of the company, you call them, it is a plastic casket, and they're just staging them for the CDC. That's obviously for mass plague. And then we've had government officials on. Inside source reveals FEMA and DHS preparing for mass graves and martial law near Chicago. Daily Newscaster, that was a month ago.
Yes, absolutely. And let me tell you also, Alex, there's a video that surfaced from another plastics company. I can't think of the name of it offhand, but you could probably find it on YouTube. It happened to be in Canada, just north of the Washington border.
Yeah, I've seen all those videos, and I need Kurt Nimmo doing a fabulous job to do, put it all together. You know, grab the Daily Newscaster article, which he's already done. Grab the plastic FEMA. Somebody's got to dig up. It's six, 7 years ago, so it's hard to find. Headline, Rocky Mountain News, Governor discusses or governor says mass incinerators and graves ready for 15,000 a day, I think is the headline. I mean, I read that on air. We need to find that. Go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, this is just kind of suspect. I have a feeling it's going on all around the country. And, you know, this is where we need to call for the listeners to really do some investigative research and let's see where these things are turning up all across the country.
Because if there is a big terror attack or something, a bird flu or a nuke, how come they were getting all these graves ready?
Yes, and another point I have is, actually, if we could track down the locations of these, if they're all over, then we kind of know that they're setting up for something. If they're just in certain locations, you know, what that means as well.
Stay there. More key questions and answers on the other side. Then Webster Tarpley, stay with us.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Shepard Ambulus is our guest. He took the photos and wrote the story that we broke at InfoWars.com. We appreciate him giving us that information. Send any other photos of mass graves, plastic coffin liners being masked, mainstream news articles where they said they're getting ready for all of this. It just goes on and on and on. Continuing, Shepard, with other points that need to be made here.
Well, another thing that's noted is, you know, just the sheer size of the operation. There's several of these sections that were visible to me over the last 30 days. I know they've already covered up multiple sections, and they've already put the earth over it, and it looks just like nothing's there. There was about three of these sections exposed. I would estimate that the sections are like something around like 800 or 1,000 feet by 1,000 feet just packed in there. The way they were excavated is just perfect cut down a straight wall. I mean, everything's just to a T. It's obviously...
No, that's not how they build National Cemetery graves.
Exactly.
They're single coffins or crypts, and they have space in between the little white crosses. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And going back to Jason Douglas, Jason, again, you talked to the director of it. You said it sounded like it was all prepared.
He just didn't seem like it was out of ordinary that I was asking these questions at all. It definitely seemed like a prepared statement.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. And, you know, obviously they're gearing up for something. We know what the New World Order is up to. And, you know, thanks to shows like the Alex Jones Show, you know, everything's starting to get exposed. And hopefully these criminals won't be able to continue with their plan.
Now, we're looking at some video here. I knew this video was coming in. Is this, this is trucks delivering coffins, or is this Shepard's video? What is this we're putting on screen right now? Okay, Rob Dude just sent it to us. Yeah, is this the video you sent us?
That's, that's probably my video, Alex. That's the first footage I had. We were just driving around through there.
No, it's good. This is very... this is great footage. Don't apologize for anything. You're doing a great job. No, we now see the mass graves side by side, the containers. This is just incredible. Please continue with any other points.
I seen numbers spray painted on these things up to like 800. Obviously, there's over 1,000. I wanted to let you know something. When I went to, you know, I'm highly aware of the New World Order. I listen to your show every day. You know, you're a big inspiration for me. Being conditioned to all this and then going and actually filming it, I wanted the listeners to know that when I was actually filming it afterwards, I actually threw up because it was so gut-wrenching to view this and just to know what it is and just to know what they're up to.
It is disgusting, and I've gotten nauseous before as well to realize. In fact, I got nauseous. I didn't throw up during Bohemian Grove because it was just a play, but that's what religion comes from, is the stylized ritual. And I was, you know, in the crowd like at church, and the preachers are up there on stage. But the old men going, around me, were, this was religious rapture, and it was a horrible vibe. And I know what you're talking about, just to realize, my God, there's things I didn't know about in this world. This world is a lot stranger than people know.
Absolutely, Alex. Yes, that's true. Yeah, and I mean, it just really hit me hard, and I decided, you know, I gotta expose this. And you know, I'm working on another story, and I'll let you guys know as soon as I get it more done. But this other thing's even more compelling than this. And I hope to get that to you guys as well.
Oh, man, now I've really, you've piqued my interest. Can you give us a hint?
Well, let's just say it has to do with United States post offices.
Well, we know those are going to be used as mass inoculation centers. That's been in mainstream news. Is that what it deals with?
Absolutely. And, you know, let me just give you a little hint. Listeners can go around and check this out for themselves. I've been... checking out various post offices in the Phoenix metro area. And let me tell you something. I came up with some startling discoveries. The barbed wire fences on these post offices point inward, just like concentration camps.
Well, no, that's what Congress has admitted, is that they'll use existing federal locations, and they'll use Walmart distribution centers as FEMA camps. That's come out in mainstream news.
Yep.
We reported it back when it was secret, and then a few years later it came out. Oh, they're prepared for mass inoculations, and this will be a staging area for you. And now they admit, oh, we've got FEMA camps, but it's to take care of you. We love you.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, look at this article. Marines embedded at L.A. County Coroner's Office. See, it's always, oh, they're helping at drunk driver checkpoints in Southern California. Oh, there was a mass shooting. The Army was there helping, regular Army. Oh, they're taking over the public schools and making them military academies. Oh, it says the Marines are going to be embedded in groups in the L.A. County Coroner's Office, but just to learn about dead bodies. See, it's just, oh, they're just liaison officers in the police intelligence bureaus. What is it like, Jason, since you've been working here a few months? Because, I mean, you weren't too aware of the work we did here, or I guess you were somewhat, I forget, but the point is that now really living it where you see it every day. I mean, we're not making this up, are we?
No, none of this is made up. It's just crazy to see, because you hear one isolated story, maybe two isolated stories, but when you start seeing the master plan forming together, that's when things really take shape and you realize, you know, this isn't normal. And every time you talk to someone, that's all they want to play off. This is absolutely normal. We do this all the time.
Yeah, I mean, the Army's in Iowa going to do a door-to-door gun confiscation drill. The citizens are happy. We're going to practice locking the town of Arcadia down. And going after guns. I mean, and
business as usual.
The governor of Illinois announced the military is going to do gun sweeps door to door all over the state. It's normal. I mean, you know, oh, yeah, you know, the Phoenix newspaper admits the police say we're ready to work with the troops against the American people. You know, that was in the Phoenix Business Journal. It's just hundreds of these reports. And the Army War College says our new mission is fighting the American people. Meanwhile, in the nightly news, it's the troops are going to fight al-Qaeda. The troops will be on the streets to fight al-Qaeda. Or they introduce Obama's takeover as, oh, soup kitchens. Then you read the thing, it says law enforcement. You know, 7 million person army. Jason Douglas, thank you for being with us, and thank you for working on this report. It was great having you here. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
You bet. And I want to thank you for what you're doing, Shepard Ambulus. And we'll talk to you in the near future as this develops. We'll also post the video you just sent us and the article that Kurt Nimmo posted that you wrote. And we're going to add some of the plastic coffin videos and some of the others to it. Anything else you'd like to say in closing?
Not really. You know, just I encourage the listeners to do a little bit of investigating in their local areas, and let's see what we can come up with. And I'd like to give out an email address if I could, so people could also forward tips or information to me on this subject.
All right. Good to hear from you. We'll talk to you in the near future. Be safe.
Okay. Hey, thank you.
You better go with God. Okay, I apologize to Webster Carpenter getting him on 15 minutes late. Always appreciate him coming on the show every few weeks to break down the latest Obama activities. You know, a year ago plus, when Tarpley, who I really respect as a historian and researcher, pioneering researcher, said Obama is going to totally roll out with national drafts and youth squads and a private army immediately, I was like, yeah, I know they want to do that, but it's going to be hard. And when he talked about how they were going to hype things up with, you know, with Russia and move troops in, I was like, oh, come on, and it happened. You know, he said months before 888, he said, Brzezinski and the Obama people are already in control of the Bush administration. They're going to attack Russia, and it happened. You know, all of this, and now they've passed in the House and Senate. They've got to bring it into conference now and complete it, but it's been passing by, you know, two-thirds majorities, you know, 300 plus to 100, 75 to 14 or 74 to 14 in the Senate. And it says compulsory service. I mean, and then when it's in the New York Times, they just say, oh, expanding AmeriCorps, like it's no big deal. You've got to go read the bill to find this out. They're openly announcing trillions more for the bankers. A bank of the world will pay our carbon taxes too. Everything Tarpley, who's the main figure, you know, there's Jesse Ventura and KRS-One and Professor Griff and George Humphrey and Gerald Celente in the film, but the main voice is Webster Tarpley, and you know, the film is Supernova. It's the number one film on the web, bar none. You know, there's a few clips of bikini girls that are getting overall more visits, you know, 5 minute things, but for films, it's number one out there. And we've done reports on that and the Obama deception. So I want to get him on now that he's seen it to give you his review of the Obama deception, but also talk about all the issues I just covered. So first, Webster, you were right. You were 100% right. In fact, it's worse than what you said, which is hard to believe. Comment on what's currently happening and where you see this going in the future.
Well, let me say, first of all, I have to congratulate you for the Obama deception. You and your team have put together what is nothing short of a masterpiece. It's the best political documentary to come out of the United States in many years, maybe many decades. And I say that having seen quite a few of them. It is a tremendous piece of work, and I think it's just what was needed to crystallize a kind of vague unease that a lot of people have who don't really follow politics or economics. But it's a tremendous achievement, and if it's gone viral, then more power to you. And that's a big turning point, because we're about two thirds of the way through the 100 days. I think the key thing with Obama is to checkmate him. It's to stop him, right? To bog him down. Don't let him get this cap and trade, a tax of $700 billion on production, because that's what this comes down to. Cap and trade means we're going to let the financiers run wild, but we're going to impose this extra burden on any kind of production, any farmer who runs a tractor, anybody who commutes to work, the whole realm of physical economy. as distinct from the crazy paper
world.
This is the
paper casino economy waging war on what's left of the real economy.
Right. It's Count Dracula draining your blood so that the derivatives can live and any kind of production and therefore human life can die. So we've got that entire thing. And then, of course, we've got this sort of fascistoid or neo-fascist compulsory labor corps and national service, as they call it. National service for the sake of Wall Street, because that's who you're going to be carrying water for.
Stay there. And we pay our carbon taxes, now admitted in hundreds of papers, to the bankers who engineered all this. Webster Tarpley, stay there. Obama's starting to bog down.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex has told you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 25th, 2009. Gold opened at $921.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $948.29, $474.15 for the half ounce, and $237.27 for the quarter ounce. That's $948.29, $474.15, and $237.27.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Webster Tarpley's our guest. Obama Deception, InfoWars.com. We've got both his books on Obama for sale with it, discounted, at InfoWars.com. When you call the toll-free number, be sure and ask about those discounts. You can get those there as well in the combo. 888-253-3139. You see, if you attack Obama from a right-wing perspective, Rush Limbaugh stuff, that's all discredited. That actually makes his supporters support him more in the false left-right paradigm. But if you go after him as an elitist, notice he always frames himself as he's fighting Wall Street, he's fighting corruption, he's fighting special interests. He needs his 13 million goons and a 7 million army, that's now in the New York Times, to go out and intimidate Congress and the governors and the states. And we see, depending on the poll, 15 to 22 point drops now in the first 2 months or less of his administration, exactly what Webster said was key to stopping. But then we know, and I can see this in all the cards, to get things going again, a new war or a staged terror attack so he can grandstand. And I know you're and Tarpley, you said this a year ago. We hear about austerity and how great it was, and how we've got to sacrifice. It went from hope and change to I'm going to take it out of your hide for the bankers. So please speak to those points.
Well, Obama met with the Washington Post editorial board on the Thursday before the inauguration, and he said, well, the slogans now are going to be sacrifice, duty, and responsibility. And that means that you, as an individual, are required to sacrifice your health care, your economic rights, to prop up 1.5 quadrillion derivatives bubble and to keep these zombie bankers in business. I mean, you look at Wall Street, right? You've got Blankfein of Goldman Sachs, Pandit of Citibank, Diamond of J.P. Morgan Chase, Lewis of Bank of America, Mack of Morgan Stanley. Those are the big five. And they've got a very large part of the world derivatives bubble, the derivatives black hole. And if you're going to slap a $660 billion tax on production, because that's what it means, or you know, even just a lawnmower, a car, anything that you're going to drive, your commute, that's going to go directly to these leeches and lampreys in Wall Street. Those are, by the way, the same people who bid up the price of gas last summer. When gas was at $4.50 to $5, you were paying $1 to Blankfein of Goldman Sachs and Mack of Morgan Stanley. Just the two of them were getting a dollar for every gallon that you were buying. So now we've got cap and trade. Now, a lot of people have noted this has been one of the most severe winters in the Northern Hemisphere in a long time, but these fanatics are undeterred. These are Malthusian, zero-growth, genocidal lunatics. I want to cite an advisor to Obama's mentor, Gordon Brown, right, the British prime minister. There's an advisor to the British government who says 60 billion people in the British Isles is too much. We're going to cut that in half to 30 million.
Yeah, that was the Times of London 2 days ago, and we're seeing headlines in the U.S. and foreign press, babies are carbon monsters. And there needs to be a tax on having children. That's what the UN and others and the Malthusian eugenicists funded China to do in 75, first a tax. Then in 1981, it became law. They are now pushing, as we cover in Endgame, the one-child policy. And on top of that, White House to hunt for new tax revenues, Wall Street Journal. And they admit they're going to get rid of, for even low income, not $250,000 with two people in the house, $125,000 and up. But everybody, they're going to take away basically all or reduce all of the tax write-offs. So, I mean, he promised no new taxes. Boy, is he a liar.
Yeah, the carbon cap-and-trade carbon tax, it's the same thing, is essentially, he says it's going to be two-thirds of a trillion, probably going to be more like a trillion when you get done with it. A tax on production. So we have this situation where $10 trillion, supported by Obama, supported by Geithner, Bernanke, and Geithner is the key link between the Bush regime and Paulson and the current one. So $8 to $9 trillion from the Fed, $1 to $2 trillion and counting from the Treasury. So $10 trillion as a subsidy for the derivatives bubble and the zombie bankers. And by my count, the actual useful spending, which is mostly in the emergency relief area, there's some infrastructure, but not very much. It's about $300 billion. So it's about 30 to 1. $30 for the bankers for every $1 of crumbs that falls to us here below the table. And I want to congratulate you on what you said about the Limbaugh critique. Obama loves the Limbaugh critique. He can't get enough of it. He wants more. He wants Limbaugh to attack him more. Limbaugh this afternoon had a woman on his show. She said, I can't live on less than $750,000 here in New York because I got four kids in private school, and how dare you take away my money from the derivatives merchant, right? So this Obama loves, because the poor person who's living on $20,000 or $30,000 minimum wage jobs, two incomes.
Here's that, and it creates class in between the middle class and the working class, never realizing the elite. And Obama memos have come out that they are running against Rush Limbaugh. Long segment coming up. Stay there, Webster. Let's talk about how we further derail and shoot down this Malthusian agenda.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate phase 2 detox and anti-cancer protection, green tea supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes, and Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Webster Tarpley is our guest. We're going to go right back to him in just a moment. But before I do that, I wanted to tell you about a few of the sponsors that make this radio show possible. Obviously, when you buy the books and videos, materials off my site, not just the films and books I've made or written, but all the other books and videos we carry, you support the other activists out there and researchers and true journalists like Webster Tarpley. Please get The Obama Deception, and I'm going to get Webster in his own words. I don't know what he's going to say, but he's got great ideas how to get it out to people, to have viewing parties, show it at the library or school. This film is deprogramming Obama zombies, so The Obama Deception at InfoWars.com. Also, SeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, Pilgrim, for example, when seeds had the highest value of any barter item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing seeds. The UN is storing seeds. Globalists of every stripe are storing seeds of the Arctic Circle. Why do you think they're doing this? You know why. Control. Solutions from Science is trying to get seeds out of the globalist hands into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time, one family at a time. Survival Seed Bank from Solutions from Science contains enough open-pollinated seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. Seeds in the Survival Seed Bank are hand-picked for exceptional germination rates. Order a couple of seed banks today while you still can, folks. SurvivalSeedBank.com or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And one more sponsor of the day I want to thank are the folks at pmemory.net. You spend all this time listening to the show every day, but how much of the information can you actually recall? Test yourself right now and try to recall the show aired 1 week ago. How about 2 weeks ago? And if you cannot recall it, then that's the point. School of Phenomenal Memory, pmemory.net. Proven results from lesson one guaranteed. No gimmicks or magic pills, just pure science and real training that makes sense. Memorize what you really need, such as names, daily information, new languages, and even entire books. Dramatically improve natural memory, attention, and thinking speed. Go to pmemory.net now and read hundreds of testimonials, download a free ebook explaining how pmemory really works, and get 10% off by mentioning me, Alex Jones. School of Phenomenal Memory, pmemory.net. Or click on the banner at InfoWars.com. And these are all great sponsors. I endorse them all heartily. We only promote things that you hear me endorsing that I've used and believe in. All right, going back to Webster Tarpley. Webster, earlier I made the point, and I was able to make the call on 9/11. You've made a lot of other calls. Just integrating the propaganda, the balance of power, how their agenda is working. He tried to get 13 million people out on the streets. You only got about 4 million. That was called a failure. That's still very dangerous because they're trying to double that number. Now they're moving. As you know, they just passed. It's going into conference now, but the House and Senate have both passed it. Total draft of everybody, basically. Military for 18 to 25. Unspeakable level. The liberal press, New York Times, no one's reporting it. They just say, oh, a new, new volunteer thing. Isn't it great? But it says mandatory. That's happening. So he is slowing. The juggernaut is slowing. The diversion of $165 million to AIG is a diversion, but it still showed that he'd written the executive order for the loopholes for all the companies, tens of billions in bonuses, and that the guy whose wife works in a big company for AIG, Senator Dodd, was saying he was against bailout money being used for bonuses when he actually wrote the clause to mirror Obama. Then they started turning against each other saying, well, you told me to. So speak to that. So speak to false flag terror and the big scandals. If the public's mad at 165 mil, what about 10 trill? And how we further get the word out and derail this guy.
Yeah, maybe we can start with this AIG. Obama has a glass jaw if you're attacking him from the left. And that's the key. When Obama had a healthcare summit, he wanted to ban the people who are going to advocate a single payer, basically Medicare for all or Medicare for anybody who wants it. And they threatened to picket him. And he said, oh, no, I can't do that. I've got to let you in. He didn't let them speak, but he let them in. Then on AIG, we had Bernanke in the Congress at the Senate hearing saying, I won't tell you who got the AIG money. This means the big money, the tens of billions. And then you had Cohn, K-O-H-N, this guy who's Bernanke's deputy, a couple of days later at the Dodd-Shelby committee, and he wouldn't tell who got the money. And that then exploded, and Obama had to cave on that one. So now we find that the big money of AIG, not the $160 million or $200 million of bonuses, bad as that is, but the $160 billion of derivatives bailout. Remember, this is the AIG London branch, their hedge fund, their financial products division, working with derivatives, credit default swaps and other derivatives, collateralized debt obligations, $3 trillion of those, more than the gross national product of France and any number of other countries. And out of that money, we find that $10 or $12 billion went to Goldman Sachs, always high on the list of beneficiaries, $10 billion to Barclays Bank in Britain, $10 billion to Deutsche Bank in Berlin and Frankfurt, and $10 billion to Société Générale of France. So foreign bankers that we know of get 30 to 35 billion of U.S. taxpayer funds in order to bail out their derivatives holdings. Now, you'd have to say, if Gordon Brown and Sarkozy and Madame Merkel are so concerned about these banks in their countries, why don't they bail them out and let the U.S. Alone on this? But you see, these are globalized investment bankers, and that's how they operate. So AIG, the business with the bonuses, is really a diversion, but it's also the fact that the culture, I think, is changing. And this has been, I think, in many ways, a watershed for Obama, that people are beginning to sense, some of the smarter people are sensing that Obama's a tool of Wall Street. I'll give you some examples. Paul Krugman, okay, Princeton Nobel Prize, he says the zombie ideas have won, and Obama is going with a cash for trash program. This is the Geithner bailout, the second trillion announced on earlier this week by Geithner. So zombie ideas, cash for trash, and it's all the same stuff from Paulson recycled now for the third time, says Krugman. Galbraith at the University of Texas, he says this is a massively corrupted banking system, and he basically says seize the zombie banks and put them out of existence. And he says, increase Social Security pensions by one-third. Now, that's a step in the right direction. I would say double Social Security pensions, because you're not going to have a 401k and you're not going to have anything else. So that's already something.
And by the way, the $10 trillion, and Bloomberg's reported this, would pay off 90% of the mortgages, massively increase Social Security because of inflation. So we always hear on the fake right-wing radio, oh, it's all about welfare. That's where all the money goes. That's right. A tiny percent. Everything right. is going to the offshore New World Order banks who literally, as you said, are sucking the entire world dry and trying to put carbon taxes on industry to further enslave them, paid directly to the bankers. I mean, this is such an outrageous plan. How will they get away with it, as it's already stalling without staging terror attacks? Webster, I feel one. Talk about that. I think they're about to hit us hard.
Well, we're going to have this. We're going to have a 20 to 30 foot fireball here at the Key Bridge across the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. this afternoon. Now, I don't know whether this has gone off yet or not, but they say it's for a film. But people driving along, you know, the George Washington Parkway on one side of the Whitehurst Freeway on the other here in D.C., they're going to see a 30-foot fireball in the middle of the Potomac. It's supposed to be some ships, some small boats, and one of them blows up as part of a movie, I think, for CBS. Yes, that's very, very much in the air. Anyway, these left liberals, Krugman, Galbraith, Grider of Rolling Stone, typical left liberal.
He wrote a book attacking us. He wrote a book last year attacking us, saying there's no New World Order. Now he writes a thing called The Big Takeover and says it's a power takeover by the banks. What is that flip-flop?
Well, they're what they're trying to do, of course, many of these people, Grider, I think, is a good example. He's trying to have a fake opposition that will be controlled, so there won't be a real opposition. You can also look at Madame Stassinopoulos Huffington, right, the rich elitist oligarch out there in California with her Huffington Post website. She's attempting to become the fake controlled opposition to the Obama regime. And I guess there are various Air America personalities in the same ballpark. Frank Rich of the New York Times says that AIG is Obama's Katrina. So you see the idea. Yes, I think there is a grave danger. We know that with Obama in office, the door to false flag is now wide open. And you've got, for example, they're meddling in Sudan. They have indicted General Bashir of Sudan for crimes against humanity, basically genocide. And you've got this venomous vampire, Susan Rice, at the United Nations. This is an apostle of extermination. This is a woman who was implicated in the great genocide in the Rwanda, Burundi, and Congo, Uganda area in the mid-90s. And now she's back. She's very influential with Obama, and she's leading the charge in the United Nations to overthrow the regime in Sudan. And of course,
and you predicted that a year ago. You predicted that they knew that black face going to Africa. Going back to false flag terror and continue with your analysis, do we get the word out about false flag terror? I mean, what are your ideas to counter this? Because clearly they need this to continue the agenda, and every time their agenda stalls, they stage terror attacks.
Yeah, look at the question of Sudan. I mean, what I think is likely is that the next round, whenever that is, will come equipped with different targets, naturally. I think Sudan is a pretty big target right now.
Do we see Pakistan, the Pentagon already saying that African terrorists are going to hit our bases in Africa or the Middle East or the U.S.? So I agree with you. I see them saying, now we got to invade Africa. The terrorists hit us.
And, of course, the secret is that China gets 6, 7, 8% of their oil supply from Sudan, and that's the reason. It's got nothing to do with humanitarian stuff. You also have to remember the reason that the genocide, there is undoubtedly genocide in the Sahel region of Africa, all across the southern edge of the Sahara, but that's because there's a world economic depression. What do you think happened to those guys when the price of gasoline went to 150, or of oil went to $150 a gallon? I mean, they've got to have gasoline there too, right? If their tractors and trucks run on the same thing as tractors or trucks anywhere else. So the depression, and I think that's also got something to do with Mexico, the internal collapse of Mexico is also it's a feature of a world economic breakdown crisis and global economic collapse, which
yes.
is going on, and it's not influenced by...
Well, we've seen Iceland fall, we've seen Argentina fall, we've seen three nations fall or partially fall in Eastern Europe. Are you seeing that accelerate?
Well, I think so, and the problem is we don't know. I mean, the average for the last 10 years is that 40,000 people die in the third world every day of malnutrition, starvation, and diseases like diarrhea that can be cured for about 50 cents worth of
And the
of
carbon tax, they admit, will double that.
Yeah. You can. I saw an item on the Internet lately where somebody said if you try to bring Africa up to a U.S. or European standard of living, what would that mean? And some journalist says, well, you can't do that. That would be bad for the planet. In other words, you simply can't have development in Africa and South Asia if you're going to have this lunatic obsession with global warming, which, of course, is a pseudoscientific fraud developed by Al Gore, not even by Al Gore, but by these circles around Prince Charles. Let me
Club of Rome.
We're back on them. Yes, exactly. Club of Rome and all that. This guy Holdren, I want to point to somebody that he deserves more attention than he's getting. He's the White House science advisor to Obama. And he talks about something called de-development. In other words, countries that have reached the level of industrial society have to go backwards. And if you're talking about taking an industrial society and pitching it back into a post-industrial or non-industrial one, which is what is largely happening and has happened in the United States, the implications of this are genocide, because you get a situation in technical terms where the relative potential population density of the country falls below the population. So it means there's an overhang that can't be sustained of people, of us, the rest of us. Holdren talks de-development. There's an interesting article in Forbes where they talk about the Central Valley of California, right? It's one of the greatest agricultural production areas in the world. If you've ever been down there, the Imperial Valley, El Centro, California, Palm Springs,
and they say
California,
1 degree in temperature increase will wipe all that out, when all the studies actually show it'll increase yield.
Yeah, then this is making the desert bloom, making the desert into just a tremendously valuable area of agricultural production. The commitment of the environmental fanatics and Malthusian elitists and basically genocidalists in the Obama regime is to shut down agriculture in the Central Valley of California.
Because when the banks bankrupt everything, they get to consolidate power.
Right, and in addition to the banking, which is the main thing, of course, that's what holds this whole thing together, there's also the element of a fanatical anti-human ideology. That is to say, as you quoted before, a baby is a carbon machine. That is, a human being is nothing but a source of carbon pollution. I mean, that gets you into the area of high crimes against humanity, the Nuremberg Code, and all the issues of
Well, did you see the other environmental minister in England say, your waterfront footprint's too big, and so we're going to restrict everybody's water, when everybody knows England is one of the most water-rich countries in the world and have never even charged people for their water usage because
right.
it's such a wet isle. Here's a microcosm. Nine years ago, 8 years ago, Enron documents came out later. They, in some days, would make $1 billion in overcharging. They had fake energy trading boards they would show the congressmen that would come through on tours. And they said in their memos, we've got to double and triple prices just to have profits. So we will turn the power off an hour a day to create the illusion of artificial scarcity so they'll accept a jacking up of prices. And now they're doing that with water in California. The environmental groups have shut off all the reservoirs for, you know, some fish or darter, some made-up snail, some kangaroo rat. And listen, I've been to Smart Growth conferences, Webster. They brag there it's a scam. I would even call them fanatics. These are just criminals.
Absolutely. But it's an anti-human ideology, and I think people have got to get down to very basic things. Are you in favor of human civilization and human society, yes or no? If the answer is yes, then other things become less important. But if you really think that human society has to be run for the alleged benefit of polar bears, snail darters, horned owls, and indeed wolves, or God knows what, sharks even, then you've really put yourself beyond the pale, and again, you're in the area of the Nuremberg Code, because to deny any population group essential food, shelter, clothing, medical care, this is a high crime against humanity. This was the issue at Nuremberg in 1945.
And now the UN has said they will vote for caribou and roaches, and so it's really about people outvoting the general public, saying they represent animals. Meanwhile, there's all sorts of real environmental degradation that they use the phony environmental movement as a smokescreen for.
Yeah, naturally, questions of pollution, of course, are real. And they're questions of real toxic pollution in many parts of the world, including in the U.S. But the question of clean water and clean air for human beings is not what these people are about. They're essentially about the idea of turning the clock back to the dark ages.
They say neo-feudalism served them, and Tarpley's done his separate research, found the same findings. I've done separate research, found the findings. Dr. Monteith, I mean, this is the truth we're telling you. Final segment with Webster Tarpley, straight ahead. Stay the course. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Us that love freedom, human decency, creativity, honor, we have to stand against the evil, as Thomas Jefferson said, because all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. That's why I'm turning the heat up. I'm going to make a whole nother Obama film in the next 2.5 months. It's going to come out July 4th, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you the name of the film next week and the details. I've already written the film, collating the latest data into it. Get the Obama Deception today. The Obama Deception, Webster, I want to close the show out here because on the phone you've just been ranting and raving about it, and I'm really pleased. You don't usually just hand out compliments like this, and I respect your view. You also consulted and are in the film. And I've heard your own radio show a few Saturdays ago. You were going over it. In the last few minutes, how important is the Obama Deception? How effective? Because it doesn't come from a left wing or right wing. It shows the big picture, as you called it, reality. Reality-based information, which is so rare today. How effective is the film? How should it be used? What should people be doing mobilizing with the Obama Deception and then passing along your books as well as documentation?
Well, again, it's a masterpiece. It's the best political documentary to come out of the United States in, well, decades, I guess. And right now, it's also timely. In other words, this is the moment to lose these illusions because you've got these opinion leaders, right, the various Krugman's, Galbraith's,
and it ties him to the bankers. It shows he's establishment, not anti-establishment.
He is. He's not the New Deal. He's the anti-New Deal. He's not Roosevelt. He's the anti-Roosevelt. He is a puppet of these characters, Blank Fine of Goldman Sachs, Mack of Morgan Stanley, Diamond of J.P. Morgan Chase, Lewis of Bank of America, and the rest.
And he needs to be attacked by the right wing. That empowers him.
Right. That gives him left cover. In other words, what has changed now is that the crimes of Bush were conducted under right-wing cover. 9/11, war on terror, bring it on, all the rest of this nonsense. Now with Obama, it's not any of that. I'm Obama the savior, I'm the messiah, I have left cover. And for example, he's a much more effective union buster. One of the things he's been talking about lately is busting the teachers union here in Washington, D.C., in New York, and Chicago. He's got this union buster, Arnie Duncan, as Secretary of Education. That guy's going to try to destroy every teacher's union in the U.S. because they're determined.
Well, this is what corporate looters do. All their new taxes are going to destroy the mill, the real economy, the middle class. The bankers know that. They want a fire sale. They want, just like they go into corporations and use naked shorts to drive them down to buy them up, these guys are piratical wreckers.
Right, of course, the idea is that they're well advanced into destroying the UAW. So we're going to go from the traditional American economy is a high-wage economy, and that's exactly what you want. Skilled labor, high-quality, high-value-added, energy-intensive, capital
complex economy. Well, right. In closing, specifically, what should folks do with the Obama Deception?
Well, obviously buy it, distribute it according to the conditions of sale, right, and get it out. And try to build this into a backlash because we're getting Obama's getting bogged down. I wanted to mention the Group of 20 next week. Right, there's the summit of the Group of 20. It's time to ban derivatives, to shut down the zombie banks, and to deprive Obama of his left cover. The thing that occurred to me, Alex, is we have the Cannes Film Festival, the Venice Film Festival, the Berlin Film Festival, with the Golden Palm, the Golden Lion, the Golden Bear, and I'm sure other parts of the world too. It seems to me that this has a world dimension. In other words, there's a world market.
Yes, the film is going out worldwide.
Obama.
Webster, we're out of time, but Webster's going to be in studio with me this Sunday evening in town for the second Obama film here with shooting and in studio Monday co-hosting with me before he goes back to D.C. So, Webster, I will see you this weekend, my friend.
Congratulations again on the Obama Deception, and everybody should buy it.
Thank you, Webster. Let me say bye to you as the show ends. Retransmission with a ton of the guests starts right now. The Mass Grave Story is how we open the show. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.